Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you. Okay, so just watch the Benita Bull. Holy shit. Oh my God. I can't stop crying. Let me tell you a few things. I live in Australia right now and we're in the office and we have this big ass TV and we were watching it, trying to do work, but really couldn't do any work. And the show came on and we're dancing and we're squealing and we're crying and we're laughing and we're dancing and then crying again. Wild. It was amazing. It was amazing and incredible. I've already done like 10 stories, but I have more to say. Anyway, as soon as it finished, I had a call. I had a Zoom, like a virtual speaking engagement. Did I wear my Puerto Rico shirt with this, okay? I did. I was like, I'm doing this. So I showed up, did the call, and I'm a professional. I know how to speak. I know how to get it together. I did an amazing, amazing job. We had a great session. And then I finished and I ran into the house and it was like I didn't process the show. And like, now I'm processing it. So hi, let's process this together. Holy shit, I'm not an anthropologist. I'm not a culture specialist or anything, but I am a Puerto Rican woman who has been living in Australia for 16 years, a country that is not Latin. There's Latins here, but not many. It's like less than 1%. And I realized, like, I've been here for a long time by myself, like, without my culture, mi cultura, mi gente, like, mi español, mi comida, mi música, right? I have two little kids. They're half Sri Lankan, half Puerto Rican. So we call them Puerto Lincolns. And they're spicy. And my son, who's the little one, he looks so Taino. Like, he is, yo, I can't. Anyway, my husband is amazing. He loves Puerto Rico. He's loved Puerto Rico before he met me. He was like, I was manifesting a Puerto Rican woman. We went to Puerto Rico. My dad, the whole family, they've been in the culture, my kids and my husband. And I think it was 3 years ago, I met a Puerto Rican friend, Yadi, and we did a podcast, which you could find on my YouTube. I'll link it. And we talked about like the importance of culture and like being in a country where your culture is not here. And I know I'm not the only one. There's so many of you that watch and listen who are maybe displaced or in different countries that aren't your homeland and your food and your people. And it's so hard. And here comes Bad Bunny to fuck shit up, to spread the message of love, to spread the message of Latinos and culture and people, and the globe embraces him. China embraces him. Japan embraces him. Everyone embraces him. And what he stands for and what he's doing, not for Puerto Rico, okay? Not just for Puerto Rico. I need tissues. For like Latinos, for humans, for everyone. I can't even put it into words. Like I just feel so emotional about the whole experience and the whole show. Like, I watched the show, but I need to watch the show again because I don't know if I was there. I don't know where I was. I was so emotional. I need to watch the show again. But, like, today was a work day. Nina, who works on our team, came to the office here, and we watched the Benita Bowl. I watched my Patriots lose, and I also am crying about that because that was painful to watch. Anyway, good job, Seattle. And she's my team member. She's from New Zealand. And she knows about our culture. And she knows about Puerto Rico. And she knows about Benito. And her son, who's a baby, has listened to his music since he was in her belly. And he's out and he's dancing to Puerto Rican music. Like, I'm just, like, it's so wild. We're so far away. And the part that hits me, anyway, I got this little photo of me when I was 7 in Luquillo Beach. This was right before I was kidnapped in Puerto Rico by my dad when I was a kid. And I can't tell you like what it means to me to see his story, like from working in a supermarket 10 years ago to becoming Bad Bunny, to becoming who he is now. And for no other reason than full on self-belief, full on belief that who he knows himself to be, he will become. And now he is, to the point where he's like, oh my God, I can't even believe it. But yes, I remember who I said I would be. He knew what he wanted. He could see it before it was here. And in the work that I do with the women that I serve, so many of us doubt ourselves, question ourselves, compare ourselves, get distracted with bullshit. And the message that he left, and I reshared it on my reel on Instagram just now, the message about like, do not stop believing in yourself. Do not stop believing what is possible for you. Do not, like, and it hit me so hard because I'm like, yes, this is the message we need to hear. If you doubt yourself, if you question if you're going to make it, if you question if what you want can happen and come true, like, don't question that. Of course it can. But if you stop believing, if you yourself don't believe it, how will it? There's so much we fight against. There's so much in the world that wants to prevent you from becoming who you want to be. Multi-layers. I don't know your life and your situation, but I'm sure that there's things holding you down or trying to stop you. And if you stop yourself, we don't have a chance. And so it hit me so much what he said, and I translated it into a reel for English and Spanish. Para que tú lo puedas ver, si tú no hablas español, if you don't understand Spanish, you can read it in English. Like, you don't know how important it is that you believe in yourself. That's all you need. That is all you need. Don't waste time doubting. Don't waste time questioning. Don't waste time looking to the side. And what do they think? What do they think? People are going to think all kinds of shit. People might think something about this video. Who cares? What do you believe? What do you think is true for yourself? What do you desire? Who do you think you can become? And at all costs, protect that. At all cost. Whatever you have to do for yourself to make it to who you want to be and do the things that you came here to do, especially those of you who follow me who have a big heart and a big vision, like I'm here to do some big work in the world. I'm not going to let anything stop me, never mind my own doubt and bullcrap about what I think that I can and can't do. It was such a beautiful message. No matter what is going on in the world, there's craziness everywhere. Like he just united the people who watched the Super Bowl. He just united all the Latin countries. He shout out all of North America, all of the Americas, shouted everyone out. Like the message of connecting people together and you not doubting yourself and you fighting against every circumstance to become who you want to be. Like, I don't even know. And then here's the cherry on top, which is just wild, is that he's coming here at the end of February to Australia. Literally less than 1% Latinos. And there's 8 Puerto Ricans that we know of. And when I say we, there's a little crew of us and we're on it. So if you're Puerto Rican and you live in Australia and you're hiding, come out of hiding, please let us know. Reportate, okay? Because there's literally 8 that we know of. So if there's more Puerto Ricans that are watching this and you are here in Australia, please message, comment below, DM my ass, okay? So you can join our WhatsApp group. You could join our WhatsApp group of the Caribes Down Under because it's a small, I mean, we got what, 23 million people in Australia, 23, 26 million, less than 1% Latinos, 8 Puerto Ricans. And then Benito is coming to Australia. I live in Melbourne. He's coming to Sydney. I'm going to Sydney. I'm there like for a long time because I'm going to watch all the things. And I can't tell you how many flags I have. I have all the flags. We got all the papas. We got everything. And this today, watching the Super Bowl, Benito Bowl halftime show, I was like, I have to pee. Like, I was like, I'm nervous. I can't imagine how he felt. I can't imagine how everyone there felt. I can't imagine how his family felt watching. But I'm like, what's going to happen when he arrives on this land, when he's here and we're at the show? And it's not even like a fan bullshit. It's not. It's like, it feels like family. It feels like an extension of our culture is going to be celebrated on this here. Well, I've been for 16 years, like what feels like by myself. Huge. huge. So hell yeah, I'm going to all the shows and the after parties and the after party of the after party. I said to my husband, we ain't sleeping. You put your papa on, no vamos con lo, la bandera. We're going to be, if you can't tell that we're Puerto Rican in Sydney, watch out, because we're going to be repping, me and my gorgeous friend Yari, who's also a Boricua, and the 8 Boricuas that are here. It means so much. It means so much. Thank you, Benito Gracia, because you're impacting so much more than you even know. It's so much more than the music and the lyrics. It's so much more than Puerto Rico and the Puerto Rican culture. It's so much more. So I had to do this because I'm a hot ass mess and my kids are about to come home in 6 minutes. And I had to work like right after the thing. I couldn't even like process. So thank you for processing with me live right now, because wow, like, wow, huge. Good job, NFL, for having him. Good job, Benito. In the middle of a world tour to get ready for the Super Bowl. And now he's going to Argentina, to Brazil, and then coming all the way to East. El carajo viejo para Australia, que queda lejísimo. We are so far, and he'll be here. And the 8 Puerto Ricans, and the Latinos, and the Australians, and everyone who else loves him here will be receiving him. Happy Benito Bowl Day. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you can listen to. And I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine. Do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth, to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.